The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, James and Betty, along with Beth Moore, inspire us to live every day in the power and presence of God.
If you will give yourself to one thing, and that is my kingdom, I will cause everything else of value to come to you.
And realizing that I don't just have to sit around and wait till he comes back. He's right here now.
God's kingdom in you, living in his presence in the present. Next.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am excited that you've joined us today. You're going to be hearing from me and from Beth Moore and from Betty. And, you know, I live a pretty exciting life. I live, as my pastor, Robert Morris, has said, a blessed life. And the thing is that as I enjoy the blessings of God in our life and in our family and in what God's called us to do, I just have this continual longing in my heart for you. You say you don't even know me. Well, I wish I did. You might think, well, you wouldn't like me if you knew everything about me. Well, I could perhaps say the same thing related to me. But the fact is, I would love you wherever you are. And this is a fact. I want you blessed beyond anything you ever imagined. And God wants it more than anyone on this earth could ever want it. But when the blessing of God comes in our life, in reality, you really want to share it. And one of the things God's impressed upon me, giving me a fuller understanding of the life that I've been able to live under the covering of God's kingdom presence, not even knowing how to necessarily refer to it, but to experience it. And in experiencing this incredible power of a relationship with God, never sacrifice for a membership with some religious institution or even church membership to replace relationship with God and with others. I've never accepted that. And so walking in a fellowship rather than a membership, a part of the church, not merely a part of a church, but in this life that I'm living, the joy that I have is so real, I've had a longing in my heart that every person I know would experience it. And as I prayed recently and come to understand kingdom power, kingdom presence, kingdom importance, the kingdom of God, the rule of God in our life, it's as though God has said, I have a longing to put my arms around the world. Have you ever wanted to be held? Have you ever wanted a shoulder to lean on rather than a sermon to listen to? Well, I want to tell you something. This is what God is offering you, the opportunity of leaning on Him, of living in the shelter of the Almighty and the shadow of the Almighty, and in understanding the power and importance of God's kingdom reality, not as the future heaven, something to come, but something that is here now. And that when this kingdom presence is recognized and submitted to this power, His will can be done on earth. In us, through us, on planet Earth, right now, making an imprint on everything around us. Beth Moore joined with Betty and me to share God's kingdom in you, basics of life. This is a 5-session teaching. I am not exaggerating when I say to you that I believe your life will be so transformed by the power of God that you're going to find yourself living, as Paul put it, with joy unspeakable and full of glory, and that glory is the glory of God. I've said over and over, I pray the world will see us living in His glory, Christ in us, before He comes for us. If we, as individuals, and every one of us who commit our lives to God and His purpose, lose our life in His purpose, if we will come together in a spiritual heart harmony, the world is going to see Jesus lifted up. I'm telling you, He's the answer to every challenge, every mountain, every pit, every ditch of despair, every pain, every heartache. He's the answer. I want you to listen as Betty and I share with Beth God's kingdom in you. You can get this entire 5-session series. I'll tell you a little later how you can get it. Be blessed now as we share. You know what I did earlier today? I went to the store and got this folder. Now, see, I'm not a notes guy. You know, I've been preaching for, you know, nearly 50 years, and I've never used notes. Now, this is one of the first times I'll have people read quotes, one of the first times I've ever asked somebody to do it. And you sent me a whole outline here today, and I got it all.
I am a fastidious note taker.
And let me tell you, God has told me, just because he told me to preach without notes, so for me, I would depend upon him totally and not live panic-stricken, but trust him and always preach out of an overflow. But since I had notes, I needed to go get a notebook that laid down flat.
I wondered why he had a notebook this time.
And it'll lay down because I didn't want it kind of sticking up in the way. But when I was there, I saw another dog. Now, Beth, listen to me. Now, listen. This beautiful little brown dog with the cutest face, he was in a baby carriage. And this man was pushing this dog through the Office Depot. And I said, that's the prettiest little dog. I said, that little dog is so cute, but that little dog never moved. I said, that is really a sweet little dog. He said, my dog can't see. My dog just went blind. And you know what the man said to that dog? He called the dog's name and said, that's the man right there. You need to pray for you. You need that man to pray for you. And I did.
Yes.
I did in the Office Depot, man. You remember the guy with the hair? You remember the hairbrush and the hair in the airport?
I'm not surprised. Are you surprised, Betty? No.
I got down on my knees, and I put my hands on that little dog's eyes. And I said, God, make this little dog well. It's your little dog. You know, that little dog was just so still. And the man said, it's the best little dog. I said, I love you, little dog. And I turned and walked away. And then I looked back and I said, sir, because he knew me. He started talking about how he watches me and Betty and Beth. He mentioned you, Beth, how much he loves you.
For heaven's sake.
And I said, you let me know. You let me know if that dog starts seeing. Now, some of you say, what kind of crazy stuff is that you just did? I mean, in the first place, going to Office Depot gets you a notebook. Now, let me tell you what that was. That was kingdom. That's called love. And my God said in his kingdom, I can pray for you to get well. And we just may see miracle after miracle. But here, Beth, we might not. Someday we will. It's like when Robin was in her battle with cancer and signed every email, I win.
Yes.
And Mom and Dad are just crushed and weeping. Robin said, I win. But let me tell you how much she knew she won. If she didn't whip throat cancer, she still couldn't lose.
Absolutely.
And there wasn't anybody going to put guilt on our family or our daughter.
No.
Because she was in a battle. And see, you may think that was a pretty trite illustration, me talking about praying for a dog and a Office spy. No, that's the kingdom. God wasn't on trial. Faith wasn't on trial. I wasn't on trial. The kingdom of God wasn't on trial. Love was being released. Love for a man with a pet, for crying out loud. I'm saying to you, if you move into kingdom life, love so carries you. Faith works by love. Everything works by love. Pursue love. And by the way, when he says that, pursue love, that's in that classic passage in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians where he talks about tongues
and all this.
We got big fights. And today we're having big wars over the Holy Spirit who gives you love and joy and peace. And we're having dog fights over whether or not you have a gift and you don't. Well, you should. Well, you better not, or you're out of here. Doesn't that sound like Holy Ghost power all over the
really
church?
It does.
Isn't that just the beautiful spirit of unity? In that, listen, let's just let the Holy Spirit fill us and quit fussing about it. Mm-hmm. But here's what I've watched happen. Now, listen to me. Some of you have settled for something less. You see, you can pray for the sick. You can ask God to make you well. And you're not on trial. You don't have to come through. That's God's business. Just trust Him. But you will see miracles. Betty and I've seen blind eyes open. We've seen tumors disappear. We've seen people get well. We've seen the lame walk. When you go overseas where they don't have so much, quote, Bible truth and so many thinkers and scholars, you just tell them Jesus can make you well. They just believe it. They don't even discuss it. And a lot of them get well. Over here, we just sit around and discussing it. The point is, quit discussing it and just start praying for God. I prayed for a dog, for crying out loud. Pray for, does it make sense? Does anything I'm saying, listen, Beth, does anything I'm saying line up with what the Word of God says and the Spirit of God says?
Absolutely.
Correct me if I need corrected. Help me right here in front of the whole world. Fix me.
I want you to know what keeps just calling back to me over and over again is that out of Christ's own mouth, Luke 4:43, he said, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to others because this is why I was sent. I love that Jesus himself says, I was sent to preach the gospel. Such a wonderful thing to see that throughout the entire kingdom agenda of God on his kingdom calendar, throughout time, he has this revelation of the kingdom and this raising up of his people to be kingdom-minded. I noticed I went to segment after segment and place after place on the kingdom calendar, and not only did he say it while he was on the earth, but when he came back after his resurrection, when he appeared, it says, and he taught them, he appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. That's Acts 1:3. And then he tells all of us, listen, if you'll seek my kingdom, I will add everything else to it. And I thought to myself, you can't get a promise like that any other place. And when we think about what our life priorities are and the things that we want to line up and as importance to us, as on the top of that list to us, and yet he says, listen, if you will give yourself to one thing, and that is my kingdom, I will cause everything else of value to come to you. This one thing, you seek me and my kingdom, and everything else that means anything when this life is done is going to be added unto you. And, I mean, that is the priority. That is what he says from beginning to end.
Isn't the beginning of realizing that we can have kingdom life here now?
Yes.
Have to start with us, even though we're Christians, feeling and knowing that we are significant to God's kingdom.
Yes.
That we have, God wants to use us, because I know as a young Christian, I knew him, but I didn't know how to start really that walk with him.
Yes.
I felt like here I was, a wife, a mother, a homemaker. But what was that in significance to what God wanted to do? I thought that in my own mind, and I'm sure a lot of other people have thought this, that when God was passing out the gifts, he ran out before he got to me. For some reason, because I couldn't find them within myself until I allowed him to show me how much he loved me and how significant I am to what he wants to do.
Yes.
And to know that in my own heart. And how can I realize that and accept that? It's coming to know him.
That's right.
And his word, and letting his word speak to my heart, and letting his word build character and courage and strength in me, and realizing that I don't just have to sit around and wait until he comes back. He's right here now, and he wants to use me.
I want so much to say something to the people that we get to serve, because I have gotten to see them and their pursuit of God in their own private lives. And Betty, I'm going to tell you something. There are not many people on this planet I think of with having any more powerful relationship with Jesus Christ through the pages of his word than you. And that's, I say that before God, with his spirit quickened in me. I'm telling you that these are people, you can't beat them out of the bed in the morning if you're staying with them. They're going to be up already when you get up. And they're going to be in their chairs, and they're going to each be listening to God through his word. And I can't even describe to you what that does to me, what it did to me to see it from the inside of your home out, and to realize the significance of God having preordained before the very foundation of the world that he chose what generations we would be in the whole plan, that he sees the plan from beginning to end, from eternity to eternity, sees this whole kingdom agenda, and he's placed us in each generation where our gifts belong and are suited, where we are to be filled and flooded with his Spirit in tandem with the body of believers on that planet at that time. And that kind of significance, that we were born for that, that whatever your purpose is wrapped up in the kingdom plan. It is a kingdom purpose, and we got to be a kingdom thinker to find it. And really, James, one thing, you and I talked for a little while on the phone this morning, and you said, I really have such a heart to make sure they know how we get into the kingdom, that we're not just born into it in our natural lives, that we're born into it of the Spirit. And that brought me to our second point, that sons and daughters of the kingdom are born into it. John 3:3 says, and these are Christ's own words, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they're born again. And I wonder, James, if you just tell us, I mean, what does that mean?
It literally means to be born from above. And I think that it's very important. I want to talk to each one of you here in this studio setting. I wish I could take you by the hand. And so for a moment, I want you to look at me as I'm looking at the people wherever you're watching on television. We are literally born from above. It is a supernatural, spiritual birth. We're born of the Word. We're born of the Spirit. We're born of truth. But we are born into a new realm of life. Beth, one of the great tragedies is that people have either picked up through our misrepresentation of truth or our attempt to show the grace of God, as indescribable as it is, it is still a grace received that then that grace works in us.
Yes.
It's not a ticket to heaven. It's not merely a ticket out of a pit of hell or destruction. It is literally a new birth into a new way of life.
Yes.
We are receiving the fullness of the God, the fullness of the King in this life, and we're born from above. The grace of God, nothing we do, it doesn't become keeping rules. That's why when Jesus went from saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he went into the Sermon on the Mount, and he went through all these things the people thought they did. As a matter of fact, the people in Jesus' day thought there's no way we could ever be like all the Pharisees and all those leaders and all the priests. We can't be. But God says you're a kingdom of priests.
Yes.
And you are literally heirs of the King. You are heirs of, you are no longer orphans. You are sons and daughters of God when you're born again. And Betty, listen, Betty and Beth, most of the church live like a bunch of orphans because they don't realize they have been born from above.
That's right.
And they become sons and daughters
yes.
of God.
Yes.
They are new That's creations right. in Christ. Now, here's the thing I want you to just reach back and look at in your life, wherever you are. Did I come and make some kind of a decision or become a part of a church because I simply wanted to get out of something, or did I really want to receive? Jesus said, lose your life for my sake and you'll find it. Lose your life in my purpose and you'll find it. Now, that isn't a one-time deal. We keep doing that continually.
Yes.
If we really want to find life, we keep losing our life in His
That's
purpose.
Right. That's right.
Kingdom life.
That's right.
The weight and the power and the purpose and the power of God being released through us.
That's right.
And literally carrying us. This is the neat thing about knowing the Lord. When you really know Him, I'm telling you, Beth, when I got saved and when people get saved, they're born into a new way of life. That means that we are willing to be taught to be like Him. There's a desire in our heart.
Yes.
You know, if you become a new tree, you're going to have the potential to bear good fruit,
That's
not
right.
bad fruit. There's something inside. The people that come to hear Beth, come to meetings like this, or you watch Beth, Wednesdays with Beth, or you watch the program, or you go to church, you say, somebody help me, I have a hunger. That hunger is there because something has happened inside. But you'd be surprised how many people are a part of a church somewhere. They've got a membership somewhere. They have no hunger for God. They have no hunger for truth. They're as mean as a snake. Mm. They're angry. They might as well be in the mafia for their attitude. And they all gang up. It's just a bunch of gangsomes all over town. And let me tell you, this breaks the heart of God. I'm not meaning to be scolding, because when Jesus came on the scene and said, this is good news, blessed are the poor in spirit, He's saying, blessed everybody thinks they're nobody, everybody that's ever been whipped, everybody that's too fat, too big, too bald, too ugly, too wrong, too drugged up, too doped up. Hey, good news, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Blessed are you. You can have the kingdom of God. This is the new birth and
yes,
the new life
yes.
that He is offering
yes.
people in Christ.
Yes.
How do we get it? How do we get that new birth that Jesus talked to Nicodemus about? I want the three of us to tell you what happened to us. I just want to say this about myself. I was christened. I became a part of a church. I didn't know God from a ghost. I didn't know Him. I didn't know Him from a post. But one night, I heard some teenagers tell what Jesus did in their life. And a pastor's wife came to me in the church where Betty attended. Mm. And she put her hand, the pastor's wife, on my shoulder with tears in her eyes. She said, James, don't you want to go to Jesus? I said, yes, ma'am, but I'm afraid. She said, I'll go with you. That night I went down the aisle, and I've said this many times, I put my hand in the pastor's hand, Beth, but I put my life in God's hand, and he put his life in me. I was born again from above. From that moment on, there was a desire to do what he wanted me to do. Now, have I stumbled? Have I failed? Many times.
Yes.
But I got a king living inside of me who is not content to stay down.
No,
this
no.
king is no. getting up. This resurrected king and resurrection power lives in me.
That's right.
And every one of you can receive the same Jesus. This is the spiritual birth. I simply gave all I knew of myself to all I knew of him to receive him into my life,
yes.
to give me life, and he gave it to me. I pray you're being blessed, and I pray you will get the entire series, 5 sessions, God's Kingdom in You, Living in His Presence in the Present. Now understand, we are born from above, born again from above. It is a spiritual experience. The grace that we receive, not in membership with a church organization, not Protestant, Catholic, not whatever ism you may find yourself in, but being born from above. The grace of God that we receive is the grace that not only enables us to be forgiven and have a new life, but it's the grace that continually conforms us to the image of Christ, transforming us by the renewing of our minds. This is the power of God's Word. In other words, when you receive this divine seed in spiritual birth, that will ultimately produce this river of life that is to flow freely. Freely we've received, freely we release it. We release the river of life and life springs up. So that when you've been born from above and that grace has been received, truly born from above, again, not membership, relationship, that grace continues its transforming effect. So the seed takes root and we're to be rooted and grounded in love, and the root produces the fruit as we receive the light and water. The light of His presence, the water of His Word. All of these truths that God has shared with us, and we're going to be sharing the basics of life for many, many months. But what we're offering you is 5 sessions to begin to understand living in His presence in the present, not waiting for heaven. In heaven, there's no challenge. In heaven, there's no enemy. There's no death, no disease. No reason to put on the whole armor of God and be more than conquerors. God wants to show each one of us as believers, and that's what we've joined together to do, in a series to help literally see you begin to live in the gravity of kingdom atmosphere and breathe in the reality of God and release the river of life. I'm asking you right now to go to the phone or go online and request the series. We're going to send you the 5-part series along with Jim Hilton's book, The Supernatural Skyline, Where Heaven Touches Earth. This is the man that just sort of walked into my life and opened kingdom reality, which I'd been a part of for so many years, didn't know how to share it adequately. And that led to what we're teaching and sharing and what Beth has joined with us in. And I'm telling you, it is transforming. We will send you the CDs and the book for your gift of $40. You may want to add something to that to help us care for others. $10 will feed a child for the next several months. 20 will feed 2, 30 will feed 3. So when you ask for something that will help you, also consider reaching beyond yourself and changing someone else's life with the love of God. If you'd like to have it on DVD, we're asking for a gift of $90. You'll get the DVD series, all 5 sessions, and the CDs along with the book. This would be a tremendous, not only study for you and your family, but perhaps for your church groups or your own Bible study group. Go to the phone right now and request this series. I can promise you, you're going to begin a whole new way of living beyond anything you ever imagined, but not beyond God, right in the center of His will.
Introducing God's Kingdom in You, a dynamic new teaching series that will inspire you to live every day in the power and presence of God. Through five dynamic messages, James and Betty Robison, along with best-selling author and teacher Beth Moore, reveal timely insights concerning your role in the kingdom of God. The kingdom is now, and God wants to use you to express His love and reveal His power like never before. James and Beth share ways you can pierce the darkness of this world, how you can release the transforming power of His kingdom in your life and to the world around you. It all starts with God's kingdom in you. You can live in His presence in the present.
God's Kingdom in You series is just an awesome, awesome series.
The kingdom of God is now. That joy is available to me now. It's so practical and simple. It's amazing.
Call now to receive the God's Kingdom in You audio series with companion scripture guide. And as a bonus, we will also send you Jim Hilton's new book, The Supernatural Skyline, with your gift of $40 or more. Or request both the video DVD and audio series with scripture guide and book for just $90 or more. God's Kingdom in You is the power for living you've been looking for. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I'm encouraging you to get the series. Now, you're hearing little portions of it on air, but you'll get the entire nearly 5 hours of teaching in five sessions. You may want to remember this if you ask for the CD series or the DVD and the CD and the book. Keep this in mind. If you would like to make an extra gift of $10, $20, or $30, we'll be able to feed one, two, or three children for the next few months. And we do encourage you to receive the blessing of being a blessing to someone else and sharing life with them. That really is kingdom expression. Thank you so much for giving us this time to share with you. This is Kingdom Life. This is what we're talking about. If we can get you to move out of your little limited world, if you can just get outside that world, get in His world under this covering of the kingdom, and begin to make a difference in other people's lives, you're going to be amazed at what happens to your world.
James ignites it. He gets you excited about it. He defines it so well. And then Beth comes along with really practical applications. Perfect.
It helps you to get your focus off of yourself and more on the needs of the world and on the needs of the kingdom. It has helped me to become less self-focused and me to become more other-focused.
If you are in Christ, if you know Him personally, you have a calling, and He's going to use everything you've been through, every single circumstance, to bring about the true ministry that fits you and not somebody else.
You're going to have hope. You're going to find hope, even through the trials, even through the tears. At the end of this teaching, you walk away knowing that no matter what you're going through, it's going to end well.
Tomorrow, James, Betty, and Beth share ways we can pierce the darkness of this world.
Anything God is doing, the enemy is trying to counterfeit.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor.